Throughout our history, humankind has looked to understand the world around us, to define, taxonomize, and scientate. But some secrets have defied the cold scalpel of knowledge. These dark mysteries still reside within the Mind Trench with your guide, Rob Bollock.
Morning, Rob. How are you?
Good morning. I'm very well, thank you.
That is good. How was the episode of Emmerdale you just snuck off to watch there?
I was going off. It was too early in the day to watch that much sort of stuff, do you know what I mean? I should have had a bit of breakfast and eased myself into it.
We don't want to spoil your Saturday Drive segment where you recap Emmerdale in all of its glory, but high suspense?
Yeah. Unbelievable. Right, now, better get onto this because I'll just go off on one. Now, I was thinking about this the other day. I must have... of all the things we've talked about here, I must have easily forgotten 95% of them, of it, or probably even more than that. But there's it's got to be said, but there's one thing...
goes in one ear and out the other.
There's one subject that stands out for me more than anything else, and I keep on top of this all the time, and that is the mighty tardigrade, which is... I'm more fascinated about them than anything on this planet.
Nice.
If you don't know, very quick history, they're discovered in 1773 by a zoologist, don't really matter what his name was. He named them the little water bears because they have a similar gait to bears. These micro-animals are unusual because they are probably the smallest animals with legs.
They're so cute.
They are. They look like they've been made out of phyllo pastry.
They really do.
I just love them so much. There's about 1,300 known species of them. They go from 0.05 millimetres to 1.2 millimetres long.
I think if I saw one that was 1.2 millimetres long, it would kind of gross me out a little bit,
though. Oh, nah. Nah. They live in water and layers to sort of... that sound a bit creepy, that.
What?
Oh, no, okay. They live in water and layers of mosses and lichens all over the globe, and the hot spot for tardigrades in New Zealand is Arthur's Pass.
Arthur's Pass, okay.
National Park, road trip.
Road trip to see some tardigrades.
Specifically two creeks in the park, the Halpins and Kelly's Creek. They could be everywhere, but no one's really looking for them.
Yeah, they're too small. Didn't they say they found them on the moon one time?
They crash landed.
They blasted it into space, that's right.
For me, they're the most amazing thing on the planet. And the more I learn about them, I get new stuff all the time. Now, if you didn't know, some species can survive without water for decades.
Yes.
Endure extreme temperatures ranging from 100 degrees Celsius to minus 272 below.
God.
Withstand pressure of 6,000 atmospheres. Don't know what that is, but that sounds a lot.
That does sound like a lot.
Survive radiation hundreds of times more powerful than the lethal dose for humans, and can tolerate prolonged exposure to the vacuum of outer space.
Jeez.
But there's more.
I was going to say, is there anything these little tardigrades cannot do?
A couple of years ago, scientists at Japan's National Institute of Polar Research succeeded in reanimating a tardigrade that had been frozen for over 30 years. In the South Pole.
Wowee.
To survive the freezing, they enter a state of suspended animation known as cryptobiosis.
Jeez.
In which they slow down all metabolic. Yeah, that's it. Processes to 0.01% of normal and reduce their water content to 3% so ice crystals don't destroy them. Right? But that's not it. When they get into that state, specialised proteins called IDPs or disordered proteins form a kind of solid biological glass over their bodies.
Oh my God.
Which protects them. Then when conditions come back to normal, they rehydrate themselves. They do the same thing when they're hit with radiation.
Wow. Right? Okay, these guys can really do anything.
Right. I found out as well some species have eyes and possibly only see in black and white. But my big question is, what's going on?
Why
is this animal so over-engineered? What is taking place?
Maybe they are the aliens. They got here first.
I was actually thinking that the other day.
And they were like, right, we're just going to keep an eye on what's going on out here.
But why?
You'll just have to wait and see.
I mean, look, B listeners are very intelligent, obviously. What, can someone explain to me what's going on here?
Shout outs to Sophia, president of the Tardigrade fan club.
I meant to mention Sophia.
Who says she's listening.
I want to join that club.
Yeah.
I think we are the club, aren't we? This is the Tardigrade fan club. The Mind Trench is the Tardigrade fan club.
But I just... That's top of my bucket list. There's a tardigrade museum in Amsterdam.
Truly?
Yes.
Oh,
I'd love
my
to go
God.
And visit that.
We could definitely.
There's funding for that.
Surely we could get some funding for a mind trench trip to Amsterdam.
I'd love to keep them, like have a like a tank or something with like a like magnifying glass bit on a mirror, like on
yeah,
the
yeah,
tank,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
And just watch them because they. I'm in awe of them. What is going on?
Beautiful little water bears. We love them.
Yeah, just I could have talked about more stuff, but I didn't have time.
There's too much to talk about when it comes to tardigrades. Do you have a poem for us today?
I certainly do.
Alrighty.
Introducing the Bard of Bollocks. You dig? Take it away.
Right, this is it's called We Got Fourth. And this is going out to every Tottenham supporter out there.
Wait,
and also, like to say, congratulations to Man City as well. Well deserved. Craziest game of football I've seen for a long time. Right, here we go. Hang on. We got fourth. When we got the final score, Tottenham had got top four. Mass sighs of relief. And come on, you Spurs, was the roar. Before kickoff, lots of mockers and hardcore banter. It's got to be said, I had my fears, but on final whistle, all I saw were Gooner tears. North London is blue, it isn't red. We got Champions League at the at Champagne Lane. Unlucky Gooners, you missed out yet again, because we got fourth.
Oh, that's, you know, I feel like that's a poem long time in the making for you there, Rob. Fantastic yeah. stuff.
I started bottom lipping it halfway through. I managed to hold it together.
Proud of the boys. Thank you very much, Bard of Bollocks. What track have you picked for us this morning?
I love Lord Echo. Huge fan of Lord Echo. And this is called Street Knowledge. And when I was listening to this very early this morning, I was bouncing and walking at the same time.
That sounds fantastic. Thank you. We'll be right back. This is Rob's choice for 100% New Zealand Music Week. It is Street Knowledge by Lord Echo.
The Mind Trench with Rob Bullocks, only on 95 BFM.
All right.